Jason Mitchell breaks his silence, and Barack Obama talks cancel culture. Plus, we say farewell to John Witherspoon. All that and more on this episode of Black Twitter.
You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Tune in right now.
Whoa. Hey, the whole gang is back, though.
Back again.
Back again.
Whoa.
I'm really happy we're all back.
I know.
Where y'all been at?
We're back.
That felt like a really, really long time.
It
must
be
like a month.
Right. For the fans who did not see us last week, we're so, so sorry. We had a lot of booked business to handle. And so, you know, it got a little crazy, but we're back. Back again, like J. Lamar said. And J. Lamar, welcome back. It's we
welcome
to
back.
Thank you.
Hi,
I missed y'all.
Hey. You're refreshed?
I'm refreshed. Ready
you
to go.
You better be right. Tan and all.
No, right. Listen, y'all got, if y'all want to have your life put into perspective, follow J. Lamar, okay?
Yeah. I take you on trips.
He gonna make you feel real broke.
Okay. I cannot deal. But yes.
My husband fought.
I cannot deal. But yes, as always, we have some amazing topics for you guys, plus some cool Halloween costume recaps. So, you know, get in store for that. And then we also have Who Said That. So stick with us. But the first thing we have to talk about is, I don't know if you guys watched the Breakfast Club interview with Jason Mitchell.
I already knew what you were going to say. I can sense it.
Literally, listen, you know, it was, I thought it was shocking because I didn't see that coming. Like, I didn't know he was going to, like, do an interview. Like, whoever told him to do that, I'm just interested in, you know, how this all took place. But this has been his first time breaking his silence since May, since he was accused of misconduct. Some said that it was sexual misconduct, but he is saying on the show that it was actually just pretty much disagreements, like that they didn't get, he didn't get along with his co-star Tiffany Boone, as well as the second season showrunner of The Chi, which you guys all know and watch him on. But yeah, so he came on to the Breakfast Club this morning and he finally gave his piece on the misconduct allegations against him that were back in from May. He was accused of inappropriate on-set transactions, like things that were happening with him and a co-star. But he's also had things that have been coming out for years, I guess, allegedly. And I didn't know about that. I only knew about this incident. But he was dropped from all of his agencies, and he was also on a production called The Desperados, which he was cut from, too. Oh, wow. So we never really got to see or know what actually happened. It was just a lot of speculation and things that, especially with the Me Too movement, we just only assumed, especially since he got dropped from everything. So he said that at, when it comes to a coworker that he was working with on Desperados, he said that they went to a party, she got really drunk, and then he FaceTimed her while he was taking her back to her room with her boyfriend. So he's saying that he was on FaceTime with her boyfriend, taking her back to her room. Now, this was on Desperados, I believe. But as for The Chi, Tiffany Boone, what came out before was that she had been he had been harassing her on set for a long time. Like, that's all we had known about. But then he's saying that that's actually not happened, and him and Tiffany Boone just really don't have that great of a relationship anyway. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, that's interesting. And he also said that Tiffany Boone's not the type of woman. She's a true Black woman, and if she has a problem with anything, she would... Right. Mm-hmm. So he's saying that this never happened. Right. And he's saying that the showrunner, Ayanna Floyd Davis, felt threatened by him because they had a heated discussion. This is Miss Ayanna. And so because of that, she used the Me Too movement against him. That's what he's saying. So it's a lot of things that are going on. This is the first time that we're hearing from him for months. What did you guys think about when you saw this in the headlines?
Okay, so I did watch the Breakfast Club interview, and I'm so glad that I did because I have so many opinions, and I'll do my best to, like, put it all into...
Okay, less than 2 minutes.
Into 2 bullet points, I'll try.
Timer starting now.
Listen up.
Do y'all think that he was telling the truth?
No! And the thing is, I wish that I did, right? I try to believe the best of people, but you guys, when you watch this interview, you might see what I mean. He felt like he seemed all over the place. His thoughts, it's almost like a lot of the things that he was saying was deflecting away from his actions, and he was like, oh yeah, I'm holding myself accountable, but yet he was still making himself
sound
the
not
victim.
Guilty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
And just even when he was arguing with, when he was talking about his argument with Ayanna, why are you even talking or yelling at a Black woman like that? Mm-hmm. It just shows that you have no respect for women, and I could sense that. Yes, he has a history, you know, and even there was moments in that interview, which I will say this, I love Angela Yee, but I kind of love that it was just all men.
Yeah.
Because it was almost like, you know,
you get that whole perspective.
Yeah. Like, it's just, it's a mm-hmm. boys club right there. And it just made him look bad. I don't know what his team was thinking. He had time to do media training and he didn't do that.
It wasn't time.
It wasn't time. And it's like, this could make him look a lot worse. So, when anyone gets a chance to watch it, take a look at it and, you know, let me know what you think. But he had even said, I love Lena Waithe. And then we know from her interview on The Breakfast Club, she was like, she would never work with him again. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what are you talking about? He's making crap up, and it was kind of cringy to watch. But I tried to give him the benefit of the doubt. But
for so many people to back out the way they did, there's some truth behind it. I feel like it was too soon for him to speak.
Yeah.
And I feel like if he should have spoken, it should have been something very brief, like a GMA 2-minute interview or something like that, where it's just like, if anybody felt any type of way, I apologize, and that's all I want to say.
Well, and just to clarify, Lena Waithe didn't say that she wouldn't. She just said that whenever she hears a woman say that something happened, she's always going to be like, okay, look, we have to part our ways.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She's going to save face for her brand, her image, and just do the right thing for the people who she's working with on set. But and he also said that that Tiffany Boone quit the job not because of this, but because she got a better job. So it's interesting. I really, even though it's not our space, I want Tiffany to kind of say something eventually because she also has a celebrity boyfriend who we all know is on a very popular Netflix show. I don't want to like put the business out there. But, you know, it's interesting to know that if the boyfriend was called on to set, I think that's my thing is, and there's a lot of different moving pieces in this. So for you to come on Breakfast Club and be like, nothing happened, but I have all these different incidents of people
happening.
Right. I call my man to the set. That's
yes,
something happened.
It was the way that he was answering the questions, and even he was like, oh yeah, I just wanted to make sure she got home safely. And I mean, I had a girl at the time too, so you know, I just thought I was trying to be a good person.
Yeah. Well, so you guys all watched,
you know what I mean?
I didn't
watch the whole thing. Uh-huh. I did watch pieces of it, but what I think that he should have done, I don't think that he should have spoke so soon, like I said before, because I also feel like everybody was also like protecting his image because nobody has said too much. They said enough to have him remove his agencies, but nobody has like diminished his character yet. So I feel like at this point in time, he should just shut up, ride this wave, and take a seat, because Lena Waithe could have demolished him. Ayanna could have really could have demolished him.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I just feel like there would have been a lot more out there to the public. Like, I feel like there should have been, like, this isn't even on blogs. Like, literally no one has said anything about what specifically happened. He hasn't talked about it. Tiffany hasn't.
You know what I felt like it is? It's like what happens in our household stays in our household.
But with him, he's not even like, he's not like a Denzel. He's not like a, like, I would think Jason Mitchell is well into his career, but he's not untouchable yet. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's kind of like,
he strikes me as this guy who, his image and his brand, he maybe it got to his head a little bit. And so he started to, you know, disrespect women more, and he can kind of get what he wants and treat people how he wants. Because there was an incident that he talked about in the interview. I love that they actually asked him really good questions like, oh, this bar incident where you, this woman claims that you slammed her on the ground and that you were wrestling her down. And his reasonings, it was just so
interesting. Like a bad kid that got caught. That gets caught doing everything. They got to
speak for everything. Yeah, it's like he had all this time to prepare. He wasn't prepared for this interview. He shouldn't have done it.
Like I said, he shouldn't have said nothing. Because they could have, Lena, they could have been like tarnished his brand. They didn't. They're protecting it for whatever reason.
Probably for them. I feel like it's more so for them, not for him.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. Because, you know, once you get tied up in that,
that's what they want.
Your legacy is a part of that,
too. Yeah. I agree.
Just be smart.
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't be sorry, Hobie. don't be sorry, Hobie. Be careful.
Yeah.
Okay. If y'all don't know, Friday. Oh, John Witherspoon.
That's it.
Listen, we need to have a whole collage with John Witherspoon, but we'll get into that. But our next topic is Airbnb has banned house parties after 5 people were murdered. This is crazy. This Jamie, is crazy.
Yeah, it is wild. It's like you can't even have fun anymore. You know, it's like you want to go out, have fun. This happened on Halloween night. Okay, so Thursday night, a shooting occurred during a Halloween party at an Airbnb. Now, they weren't supposed to have anyone there. It was specifically prohibited to have parties.
Yep.
They did it anyway. They advertised it on social media, and more than 100 people attended, only to have a result that 5 people were killed, okay? So reports say that the scene was chaotic when they came to the scene. Of course, people in their costumes running away, people injured, partygoers injured, and there were people who, of course, were already shot. So three people died at the scene.
Wow.
Two others died at the hospital. And according to the sheriff's office, the incident is under investigation and no suspects have been arrested right now. So it's just very, very scary. And of course, CEO Brian Chesky has something to say. Of course, he's the CEO of Airbnb. And he says, first of all, we are expanding manual screening of high-risk reservations flagged by our risk detection technology. Second, we are creating a dedicated party house rapid response team. And third, we are taking immediate action against users who violate these enhanced guest policies, including removal. He concluded his whole statement by just saying, this is unacceptable. I can't even imagine, like, you know, this happening, let alone in your house.
I was just going to say, have we heard from the owners of the home?
Not yet.
Probably not.
I wouldn't even want to say anything because it's like somebody just died at your property. Like,
yeah, that's
oh,
it.
Oh, my God.
And they can be fined. If they have, like, HOA, they can be fined.
No, I'm suing.
Yeah.
I mean, you win against the... I've done a lot of Airbnbs. Like, it says a party house was not a party house. If it said not a party house and you still invited 100-plus people and then somebody got shot there, you done violated... Oh, you gotta go.
Because even for the party house, it's like...
That's a fine. That's some jail time something.
We did a party. We did a party at a party house, and they even have a limit to where it's like, if you do a party house, like 25, 30 people. It's nothing that big.
For people who don't know the lingo with Airbnb, so party house is like a feature that you, like, you have to search that filter when you buy Airbnb.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it's like it's the regular houses, and then it's like the part, like you can do like event houses.
Smoking, no smoking. Like, you have to filter out everything. Because, I mean, these are people's homes at the end of the day. And you can't, these are not a part, what you call them, hotels. Right. This is not.
Event spaces. This is like a house.
This is real.
And people travel just to come here. They came all the way from the Bay Area. Just, I think it's Costa Dakota County. So this is really crazy that all this happened.
They
should
have got a venue. Yeah, they should have got a venue. 100 people, you could have they could have made some money off that.
Honestly, they probably didn't expect to get that big of a turnout. That's probably what it was too, but like I said, regardless, it was
you put it on social media, you should have known that you was going to get some people to come.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, that's wild. I've never done an Airbnb, so I wouldn't know. But
they still creep me out. And honestly, cameras... Like, I feel like some of them do have hidden cameras, so you just got to stay safe out here.
It is.
But I wish the best for these the victims' families, you know, who are also going through this, because that's it's just sad. You can't have fun.
We did an Airbnb for in Puerto Rico, like a 10-bedroom house. But
y'all
see you bougie.
Listen, money bags.
Makes you feel broke, like I told you.
Okay.
But this is just some rooms.
It was weird because, like, when we checked in, somebody had just, like, checked out probably, like, early that morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, that night, we had heard, like noises in the yard or whatever.
Oh, my goodness.
And we didn't know, like, what it was, but it was, like, maybe, like, somebody had left, like, one of the doors, like, open. But it was kind of creepy, and my mind started to wonder. I'm like, what if, like, the night before... they had like a gathering or something like that, and then somebody was like coming back. Like, I started thinking like weird stuff like that.
You know.
Like, because the house is so big. And I'm like, so like when they have like house parties and stuff like that, you never know what happened. You never know what happened the night before. I used to watch a lot of Unsolved Mysteries.
Me too.
And America's Most Burbank, California.
You know, I'm gonna go ahead and cancel my little trip.
No.
None.
They love it.
Not my
look. But so I feel better. Like, I feel safer in resorts and hotels.
Oh,
of course. Security,
pools.
I want to do the Airbnb. I'm gonna be millennial.
I think Airbnb is for when you have like a lot of people, because that's when I normally do them. But shoot, I'm just gonna be
kids.
I don't know.
Not kids. We got family functions.
It's an apartment or house. House.
No kind of functions you talking about?
We got a barbecue. Okay. Listen. Well, along with the CEO of Airbnb canceling parties, Barack Obama says, you know, cancel culture is just out of pocket.
It is out of line.
Jay Lamar, tell us about it.
Before we get into Obama canceling the cancel culture, let's just say congratulations to Obama. 11 years ago in 2008 on November 4th, Obama was elected president of the United States. So on this very day, we got our first black president. Do y'all remember the moment?
Yes, no. I was in sixth grade, which is crazy.
Really?
I stay home.
Oh, you didn't even vote yet.
Wow. I couldn't vote either.
You couldn't vote?
I couldn't vote at that time.
It was my first. I was 19. It was my first election.
Second term was my first one.
I couldn't vote.
Yeah, you did it on your second term.
Okay, it was my first. It was my first.
Yeah, second term I did, but the first term I couldn't. But I remember the first term where, you know, I literally stayed home from school and I made it up an excuse. I said, "This is history."
No, listen.
And I'm staying home.
I was campaigning before he. No, literally. Yes, if y'all want to go on my Facebook, girl, literally had him decked out on my. Aww. This is before I could even vote. Like literally, yes. We would go door to door. Yes. I had all his posters, everything on my locker. Listen, y'all, had the Obama shirt, everything.
Y'all know what made me vote for him outside of him being a black man? In real life? I was dating my ex-fiance, and we were walking in downtown Cleveland. And Cleveland is not as gay-friendly as, at that particular point in time, as most cities. And so we bumped into some of the Obama campaigners. They're like, oh my God, you guys should come help us campaign. And they're like, you know, Obama is all for the LGBTQ people and gay marriage and everything like that. And I was like, really? And that's what was like, oh. I love Obama already.
Change.
Okay, right.
Change. Okay, yes, we can.
No, for real.
I remember campaigning too, knocking on doors, be like, how did you get our address and our number? And I didn't, you know, I would just have them down.
But he gave us that hope, though.
He did.
Definitely. He gave us that hope. So
the hope.
In the hope. So in the hope, he also wants to cancel the cancel culture. Last week, Obama had a sit-down summit at the Obama Summit hosted by Yara Shahidi. And Obama said that he wants to cancel the cancel culture. Obama says the cancel culture is not activism. You just placing judgment on a tweet or a video with a person with an issue is not actually canceling the culture. Obama also says that canceling people makes you feel great, but it doesn't make the issues even better. Those who are canceled also have flaws, just like those who are canceling the people. Mm-hmm. If we all stop judging people and help people out, we can stop canceling people. So Obama also said that the way to make change is to stop being as judgmental as possible. So we all have people, celebrities that we've canceled. And we have our reasoning behind it.
Yes.
Obama was more so speaking about the millennials. He said that he feels like the millennial generation, the younger millennial generation, they feel like the moment somebody does something wrong, somebody says something wrong on social media, somebody spells something wrong, they automatically want to cancel them out. Mm-hmm. What do y'all feel like cancel culture means to y'all?
I mean, I don't think it's as derogatory as or negative as Barack. I love you, Barack. But mm-hmm. I think it's just misdirected a lot of times. Because it is a movement to ignite change within the narrative in which you are in. So if you're saying, I'm tired of, you know, black people dying, you create Black Lives Matter and that becomes your movement.
Exactly.
Cancel culture is a movement for you to say, okay, I'm tired of this type of behavior. Let's get it out.
Yes.
You know? So I like Kodak Black. No, you're canceled.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're not coming back.
Unfortunately.
You know? No, seriously. And then for instance, another person, Rick Ross. Like, a lot of people love Rick Ross, but after that date rape situation with the lyrics, I was like, oh, no, baby. Yeah. Like, that's hella weird. Like, I'm not down with certain type of behavior, or are you trying to perpetuate that to be or glamorize it in a certain type of way? So, no, cancel culture to me is good as long as you are not taking advantage of it the same way with every single movement is.
So that's
like
Obama,
you said, it depends on the narrative. I feel we need to be specific in what we're talking about, because everything, like you said, is not so literal. It's not so, I mean, some stuff is legit. Like, no, they gotta go, like you said. But in this case, I mean, I feel where Barack is coming from. I feel what he's trying to do, but just be more direct.
It was really old school.
Yeah.
Once
I watched the video, and I guess it must not have made it to the producers, but once I watched the video, what he was saying is that people that participate in the cancel culture don't provide like a solution to the problem afterwards. Like Rocky, you said, you said that you're canceling Rick Ross because of the date rape situation.
Right.
You're bringing awareness to it, which is activism, and you're also providing a solution to that problem.
Right.
And I can agree. A lot of I watch the younger generations and like the high schoolers and stuff like that. They are so quick to cancel somebody, but they don't know, they don't have an explanation as to why they're canceling that
person.
Right. I mean, I think that's the issue I see with the cancel culture. Like, I'm 50-50 on it. I totally agree with what Rocky's saying. And here's the thing. Don't tell me who and what not to cancel.
Mm-hmm.
That's my decision. If I want to cancel somebody, that's who I'm going to cancel. But my thing is, say what you mean and mean what you say. A lot of times we're canceling people and then all of a sudden we're back on the bandwagon.
Yeah.
Make up your mind. If you want to cancel R. Kelly, cool. We've already known about all of the crazy things that he's done. But some people might be able to separate R. Kelly from his artistry and say, okay, I can still listen to Step in the Name of Love, but I don't support him as a person. You know, so it's like you can't tell people how to do it. And I think just with the millennials, because they are so young, you know, they do hop on the bandwagon. Mm-hmm. I always see these comments, LB, LB, like back, all this spam on all these, you know, celebrities.
Wait, you still see that?
Yes.
Sometimes,
it's crazy.
On certain people's stuff, on certain people.
Like, it's just everywhere. So it's annoying because I feel like they hop on the bandwagon. They're not mature enough to make these decisions. They just go with what social media says.
So here's the video. We got the video. So let's
get a sense sometimes now among certain young people, and this is accelerated by social media. There is this sense sometimes of the way of me making change is to be as judgmental as possible about other people. And that's enough. Like, if I tweet or hashtag about how you didn't do something right or used the word wrong verb, or then I can sit back and feel pretty good about myself.
Man,
you see how woke I was? I called you out.
How do you use a wrong verb then? That's kind of hard.
I get on TV, watch my show, watch Grownish.
Okay, Paul. Listen, Paw or Brock.
That's not being a grandpa.
But did you hear what he said?
He's tired.
Did you hear what he said?
He was
cast in stones.
He was like, that's not enough.
But old school people been saying that, and the people back in his time was saying the same thing about him, and mm-hmm. here he is being present. So this is my thing. Each millennial or each generation is going to go through their movements, mm-hmm. and you either you support them or you teach them. Instead of you not Barack, because we love you Barack, mm-hmm. but instead of you taking the time out to be like, no, this is not how you need to do it, you're not providing no resources or information either. You just saying canceling the cancel culture. Mm-hmm. Right. So I just feel like
I think that people like him with the type of experience that mm-hmm. he has, he can provide that this is what you shouldn't do.
Right.
So that you can, as an innovator and as a millennial, we are innovators as millennials. You as a millennial and as an innovator, you take that step forward to say, okay, he said not to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Let me think, what can I do to enhance the cancel culture? Because I thoroughly believe in the cancel culture, as you said.
Right.
If there is reasoning behind
it.
But me, I speak my mind. We all speak our minds.
Yeah,
you guys more than most. You speak your mind, so, and you have to have, like, justification behind it.
Yes.
As you had. You know, Jamie, you have spoke your mind about a lot of stuff, and you come with your facts.
Okay.
You come with your facts, too.
Right.
Take a breath.
When you were talking about Tank, I don't know if you guys saw that. I saw this headline. It was on Facebook, actually, and they were saying, you were talking about R. Kelly, and they were like, mm-hmm. y'all cancel Tank before y'all cancel R. Kelly. And I was like, man.
That's a good point.
That is so bizarre to me. Not to get on R. Kelly in that whole situation, but seriously,
mm-hmm.
like, it's bizarre to me. Like, y'all still bumping R. Kelly knowing this man was a whole pedophile.
To multiple women.
Yeah.
Documented
and girls.
Like, kids.
Oh, yeah.
No, like, for real, like, kids. And y'all upset because kids. Tank is like, look, I might be whatever sexuality that I might be. Like, that's wild.
I cannot play one R. Kelly song without thinking about
the girls. Exactly.
Right. I haven't even heard a song. I really just don't have. Like, I really haven't heard a song. I haven't purposely played a song.
Well, yeah, in the era that I grew up, like, we always jumped like bump and grind. Girl, I don't see nothing wrong.
Boy, look at y'all.
With him, I don't think that on my own.
But you know, we can't help it. Like,
it's a part of the culture. Yeah, it is. But cancel it.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
But cancel.
Yeah.
You're good. Mm-hmm. You'll be fine.
But I'm not canceling Tank. We like the same thing.
Absolutely. No. You know, okay, listen, and that's the tea. And he needs to just come out.
I think it more so just shocked everyone when it came to Tank. Well, you have those people there. Judgmental. For me, it just shocked me.
That's the whole meme.
Did it? No. And you wasn't shocked. I wasn't like, ugh. I was just like, dang, you?
No. Well, I was like, I've been waiting for that. I feel like Tank is always very, very much straddled.
Maybe I listen to the lyrics too much.
I would say Shamar more than Tank.
Why don't ever disrespect my man like that?
Oh,
Shamar. All
right. This should be a twat.
Don't tell me that man too.
I have so much to say about the whole Tank thing.
Yes. Okay. We'll definitely use it as one of our twat.
Yes.
Because I mean, Everybody should enjoy fellatio from who they want to get it from.
Period. You know, hey, out your body, your business.
Welcome to Black Twitter.
Right?
Yes. That went live real quick.
Listen, right. Back again. Okay. But no, so we have to get into our quick mentions really fast. Unfortunately, we have to say a very, very sad farewell to John Witherspoon. Mm. I mean, literally been in every single Black film. It just film, period. Yeah. If y'all haven't, I mean, I feel like most importantly, like the Wayans,
yes.
Brothers, Friday, like, I mean, just so many iconic placements within TV and film. And it is very, and it's sudden death at 77. And they were, and the parent, literally his wife was saying, like, shocked. Damn. Like, where did that come from?
Yeah.
So, and he, and again, he's not old, old. 77 is not,
but he was still, I wouldn't living. Think that's still kind of young. Yeah.
In 2019 with all the medication, and he's famous and wealthy. It's very
and
strange.
And he was still going, acting hard, you know. And we never know what these celebrities are going through behind. Yeah. But from what we've seen, though, it's like how he looked like, you know, he's perfectly fine, perfectly healthy. So
God only promised us 75, though, in the word.
Excuse me?
Damn. Mm-hmm.
Well, we rebuked that, too.
Well, I'm going for 100.
We're going to just move right along because I don't want to talk about my death.
Right? I'm like, I don't know what to say.
Not 75. Right, $40. But no. Big Bang, talk about Big Bang. Tyler Perry is bringing in the Zalas, okay? Tyler Perry Studios is about to host the Miss Universe pageant and the next Democratic debate. Whoa!
How do you do that, Tyler?
Listen, just opened up and already cashing in the checks. I'm talking about these Black Zalas. Okay,
this is the new Black Hollywood.
Atlanta, yes.
Oh, yes.
I've been saying that. No, yes.
Y'all know I'm the South for all day, every day. But you know, they said this is like the new Black Hollywood as far as like carpets, though. Too, like you know, as like you know, the whole nine. So we're gonna see.
I give it 2 years.
I believe it.
Black Us. They're out here. Hopefully by then we'll all have our dreams accomplished. But I do see us transitioning there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I feel like a lot of the Black opportunities for us will be there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, with that lot and everything like that, shows are going to be there. He's bringing talk shows there. Everything is going to be there.
Yeah. Did y'all see when he first dropped, everybody was like making jokes like, you hiring? Y'all hiring up there at Tyler Perry Studios?
I'm serious.
Well, two of my friends got hired up there.
Wow.
Like, he's like, I'm dead.
On the finance
team. I was trying to, okay.
When I was just there last week, like, a lot of people are transitioning there from the major city. And the cost of living.
Okay,
y'all know we can have there?
I got a mansion. It's the South. I already know.
Yeah, and
that was my second option.
And y'all know how dating is there?
Okay, now I was
not that great.
You got somebody. You got somebody.
No.
We're going to bring your man from Charlotte.
Even if we didn't, though, we heard the date and all.
We're going to bring your man from
Charlotte. Hold on, y'all. I know. We're really excited that we're back. And it's a lot going on.
We missed each other. I'm sorry, y'all.
Right. But before we run out of time, we got to get into our signature segments. And we have our Halloween costume recap brought to you beautifully by Sierra.
Yes, guys. So happy Halloween. Well, it was last week. But of course, we have to give you our best favorite costume for celebrities. So we had Sierra. And, oh, goodness, I don't want
to... Russell!
Russell, it's okay.
That was a good prayer. But, yeah, so Sierra Russell Wilson, they dressed as B&J, and I wanted to show the video. Did you guys see, like, the actual video? Like,
yes.
No.
Okay, go watch her page after this, but they nailed it. And I like how they put Barack and Michelle right behind it in it. So, I was here for that whole thing. I mean, they nailed it. Okay, second. So if you don't recognize, because this can be kind of tricky, this is Toya Wright and her family. You guys may know Regina Carter as well. Now, quick thing about this one. They actually, the producer of Us, everybody knows him, Jordan Peele, he actually said that he doesn't like how people are, you know, trying to represent and imitate us. Did you guys really...
I don't understand it, but I was like, okay.
He was like, that's not something I want you guys to dress up as a costume as.
He gets the concept more than we did of the whole movie. So,
you know,
right, you do what you want, Jordan.
Exactly. So as far as creativity, this was one of my top three choices. I mean, I feel like they nailed it. I mean, look at
them. Yeah, no, it was real cute. And it was an easy costume.
Exactly.
And I would be so mad if I was one of the siblings with the mask on.
I would want to be the mask.
But, I mean, Toya, you could add a fro.
Because
you could have got a fro wig. You got to do the whole thing.
They did that. So kudos to Toya and her family.
You're going
to do it. Now, this one right here, this was scary.
Oh, this was scary.
This was scary. so I was weird. Like, who is this? So LeBron James was Edward Scissorhands. If you don't know Edward Scissorhands, oh my, you need to go back to your childhood and try again.
And it's a weird movie, so you know,
it's very weird. As you can see from this costume, very weird. But he did pull it off. I will give him.
Yeah, no, he did.
His makeup could have been a little paler.
And Edward Scissorhands, it's a great movie.
Because, you know, men don't want to wear makeup. But I'm like, he could have, like, just made the face a little bit lighter makeup and darker lip. But I feel like he's like, I don't want to wear that much makeup.
Baby, listen, he scared me.
I want them to know it's you.
Right.
We know it's you. We know it's you. Okay.
Right. Big as hell. Okay. The biggest hell ever since
7 feet. 7 feet walking past. Oh, girl, going home.
Oh, goodness. And then, of course, we got the queen, Nikki. She had to come dress up and show out. So, this is the Joker.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Harley Quinn. I was going to say Dolly Quinn. Harley Quinn. So, they came and showed out. She had, like, a whole little
cute
photo shoot.
She sure did.
Yeah, they had, like, a little photo shoot. It was more pictures.
The patties. And a whole video. The patties.
The patties.
They had a whole video afterwards. Like, it's rain.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, those are the top four of the celebrities, but we got one more celebrity right here.
No, I was going to say, yes. So, we got to tell everybody dressed up except for me, I think. So,
it's all good.
She came as Rocky. It's all good.
Halloween's my favorite holiday, but, you know, maybe next year.
I had a double. So, like, this picture right here. So, this is from, so one of my best friends celebrated his 30th the Saturday of the Halloween weekend, and it was called Coachella. And so he had like a brunch where everybody had to dress like in wigs and stuff like that.
Oh, that's cute.
So I gave, I came in serving. I came in full.
Okay.
Full
come on,
girl.
The baddest.
The baddest. You know, she came full.
First of all,
like,
who did
wig.
The wig?
No, yes. Who was your persona? What was her name?
Her name is Giselle Grace.
Okay.
Giselle Grace. Okay. Yes. Shout out to Ebony Lee in Atlanta, a serious MUA on Instagram. Okay. She did my hair and my makeup.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then, like, she charges for everything, but she told me, she was like, I'll do it for free if y'all can just have the wig. So I was like, oh, girl, take this wig. Save me $300.
okay.
And then, so then for Halloween, I went to West Hollywood. Y'all know how West Hollywood
is.
Yes. Everything. So I was a dominatrix.
Oh.
So whipping all the boys. Yeah, whipping all the boys into shape. Jump on the fire hydrant. They can take me to WeHo,
listen,
y'all. Snatching the boys.
Serving them.
Not no choo-choo. Wait.
Not like that. Wow.
Choo-choo really came in.
No, no.
I just mean like for the horn. Maybe that's maybe Hong Kong.
Oh, listen. Wait, guys. Fun fact, I took this picture.
She did actually. You know, we had to take a couple takes, but this is me and my version of Velma.
Yes, super cute.
I tried to make it a little cute, a little sexy, you know, show some thigh.
Yes. So shout out to Drew B for hosting that Halloween party. She's a fellow host here, so it was Liddy. This is Janelle Monáe. This is one of my favorites.
This is one of my favorite celebrity Halloween costumes. It looks like she's holding her head, but it's actually like above her, and then, you know,
she had a Halloween party at her house where my friends went.
Oh,
and then
wow.
Afterwards, they went out, and I was like, well, how did she get in the car? Well, they took a bus.
These were my favorites. Quavo and Sweetie.
They definitely showed it.
I love that.
You saw his face close up. Like, that makeup artist did the curve
yes.
on his face.
Yeah.
That's hours of work.
No, I have to be.
Okay.
Who that is?
It's automatic.
So I have to, you know, come shut the party down. I got a noise complaint. So,
you know, I'm about to do it. But yes, so
we enjoyed our Halloween, as you can see, and some of our favorite celebrities, you know, came and showed that as well. So next year, Rocky, you gotta come.
Yes,
well, next year we'll all be celebrities, so they'll be featuring us on their show.
Period.
So Rocky, you have to dress up.
No,
speaking into existence.
And let Tyler Fest.
Tyler Perry, you know.
Come get.
Hi, Mr. Perry.
Move Black Twitter to Atlanta.
Listen.
I mean, listen, we love the ATU.
We'll send you the GPS.
Mommy is a sister.
But yeah, so, and then we have to move on to our very special signature segment as well, the popular Who Said That?
Who said that?
You guys, I love this segment. Okay, I'm going to give you a tweet from a celebrity. You got to let me know who said that, okay? So the first one up is...
and y'all know Jamie.
This person says, you ever had somebody get mad at you for telling them to stop stressing?
Kind of.
I have, but I probably get mad at people for telling me to stop stressing because you don't know what I've been through.
That's our comeback to everything. You don't know what I've been through.
Calm down. Okay, so who said that? Was it D.L. Hughley? He likes to keep it real. Lil Duval? He likes to keep it real too. Or Mike Epps?
Mike Epps.
Lil Duval.
Mike Epps only cause all them emojis, laughing emojis.
All right, well, Jalen Mar, you got it. This one, it's Lil Duval.
It's my win season.
I should have known. Mike Epps ain't
already. Right.
I don't know what I
just try to throw that in there. All right, And next up, this next tweet says...
Oh, that's good.
I got $400 in food stamps of $150. Now that I got your attention, some of you ladies need men deodorants. Well, that's just rude.
Oh, that's just...
Maybe that's right. Just
some of y'all do need that.
Okay, yeah, I know. No, I want to know who this is.
Okay, anyway.
Yeah, give me the option.
So who said that? Was it DC Young Fly? Was it 50 Cent? Or was it Gervonta Davis?
You know, the first two... I don't know.
Gervonta.
I don't either.
I'm going to go
with Gervonta.
I don't know. I'm going to say pass.
50 Cent.
Gervonta.
But yeah, 50 Cent.
50 that sounds
right. I mean, 50 Cent will say, so I'm going to just go with Gervonta, though.
Okay. Sierra, you got it. Gervonta got it. Jay Lamar, you got one more chance. Okay.
Be on Twitter redeem talking yourself. That noise.
Right. I'm 0 for 0.
All right, you guys. So this last one. Okay. This last one says.
Okay.
Never said it would be easy.
All period. Right. Leandra Johnson.
Okay. This could be a lot of people. So this is going to be a loop. All right. Who said that? Was it Gucci Mane? Was it Niecy Nash? She just had her Uncensored episode. I don't know if y'all saw it, but yeah. The first 10 minutes, I was bawling. Mm. Or was it T.D. Jakes? My past is past.
What's the first option?
Was it Gucci Mane, Niecy Nash, or T.D. Jakes?
That is like three different perspectives.
I know.
I'm going to say T.D.
I think I'm going to say Gucci.
I want to praise the Lord. I'm going to say T.D. Jakes.
Okay. Well, Sierra wants to say that because it's Gucci Mane.
You know, I cannot.
Burn,
Gucci Mane
too.
Okay.
You and Jamie with y'all sound effects.
Ooh,
are off
that was off. That was off today.
Yeah. I had a long weekend, guys.
It's okay. Okay.
Listen. Have an amazing another weekend, because what you know. So
now y'all ain't got me going to this Airbnb, Lord.
Oh, well, right. That you know, check it out.
Just stay safe out there.
Is this weekend?
Next weekend.
We'll be praying.
Thank well, you guys, unfortunately, we have to go. We know you don't want to see us leave, but we got to. So check us all out, my entire panel. My name is Rocky Harris, and you can find me everywhere on social media at Raquel Harris TV.
And my name is Jamie. You can find me on Twitter at It's Jamie Gray or on Instagram at Jamie Gray, J-A-I-M-I.
And I'm Sierra Stafford. You can find me on my Instagram at Sierra Stafford TV and my Twitter at Sierra B. Stafford.
You can stalk me with all my travels at I Am Jay Lamar on all social media platforms. Follow me, y'all.
Looking like a Black Panther.
Yes.
Period.
Okay, power to people. Ow and bow. And just like that, you'll see you next week. See you later.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
On behalf of our BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Check out our Black Hollywood Live YouTube page for even more great programming and amazing content. And be sure to subscribe and like our channel when you do. I'm your BHL host, Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom or at Black Hollywood Live. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.